Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. And today, we're going to discuss a very important topic, that is self-confidence. Well, self-confidence is something that's the most important psychological factor that plays an important role in the self-management of a child and adults as well. But if children lose self-confidence, they can lose many more things like self-management. They can lose things easily if they don't have self-confidence. Now, how to boost that and what is it actually? So to discuss more on the topic today in our studio, we have with us a very special guest, an educationalist, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you
a
for inviting me here.
Welcome.
It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
It's an honor to be with you, sir. Well, when we talk about self-confidence, there are so many things that come to the mind, and especially when we relate this to upbringing, there are many, many things that we have to discuss. But let me ask you, what is self-confidence?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Actually, self-confidence is one of the most important foundations, or let's say pillars, of the life of a person. That actually it is formed from the time of his childhood. So this time and this, let's say, era that he is in is very critical for the parents and for those who are the guardians of the kid, and whether they are going to be the parents or the teachers or, I don't know, tutors, whoever are involved in the education and upbringing of the kids.
Okay.
As I said, it has a key role in the formation of the personality and the character of the person and in his whole life.
Yeah.
So it is that sensitive that some of the scholars of psychology say that in case it exceeds the first decade of the life of a person and mm-hmm. he has lost his self-confidence, it is quite difficult for him to fix it in the next decade. But
all right.
They are almost quite sure that in case after the second decade of the life of a person, this actually important element and foundation has been damaged. It is almost, the person has almost ruined and, has lost many things, at least with regard to his personality.
All right.
But what is self-confidence and what are the issues around it? Some believe that, okay, the self-confidence itself, that this term itself is a problematic, actually, concept, and we should not actually focus on such a thing because we have to have our confidence except on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else.
Okay.
So that's true, we trust in God and no one should trust anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But
true.
We know that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this personality for ourselves. I mean, He asked us to be proud of ourselves. And when He actually gives us that personification, that He wants us to live like a person, like a, let's say, free human. So it means that in self-confidence, we do not believe in the centrism of
true.
Human.
Yeah, they say that God helps those who help themselves. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we're discussing about self-confidence in relation to kids. Yes, Dr. Alavi, you were saying that just putting all trust in God and not doing anything to boost yourself is not enough. We got to work on child as
Definitely. Well. Definitely. So when we are talking about self-confidence, it means that the confidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us, has gifted it to us.
Yes.
To know ourselves, because in order to our own souls. So this confidence is needed for us. So we are not actually giving a sort of, let's say, independence to human being as the center of universe or as the look that humanistic conception goes with. So what we believe that what we actually talk about in self-confidence, it means that how a child sees himself and his abilities and his role in universe, in this world, and actually the way that he can show off his abilities and capabilities. So this is what we mean by self-confidence. So definitely, the kind of love, affection, let's say, encouragement and criticism that he is receiving from the parents, let's say, from whoever involved in his life, definitely have a great impact on this self-confidence. Okay. So we, as the people who are in charge of the upbringing of our kids, we have to be careful that every single action of ours would definitely affect this self-confidence. So we need to, based on a famous hadith that is said, based on a famous hadith, which is reported to have been said, that تُعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَاءَ بِأَضْدَادِهَا, it means that sometimes a thing, or let's say a case, can be learned more vividly and clearly when you know its opposite side well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what cases, what elements actually lead us to decrease, or let's say to weaken the self-confidence of a kid or of a child. So then we will be able to focus on whatever actually increases the self-confidence of our subject. Since in this series of shows, for a long time, we have been talking and discussing about the, let's say, kids or infants, because the topic and the title of the show is Islamic upbringing. So we have started this upbringing from the time before marriage and the time of marriage, and then to the
different
time of
stages,
giving birth to the kid. And now we are trying to focus on ages from, let's say, six, seven and onward. You might be asking, why are we focusing in this age, in the kids of this age, let's say, is there anything special? Yes, because the kids in lower ages than this usually automatically have a good self-confidence. In case you have your own kid, you can imagine that a kid of, for example, let's say 3-4 years old, so he really has a high self-confidence, and it's good for us not to at least damage it.
Yeah.
So automatically they have it by their own.
Yes. But you talked a very important point over here, that we as parents should not damage this. Now we have also an audience question regarding that, and we'll discuss that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are discussing about self-confidence. Dr. Alavi, before going to the break, I told you we have an audience question regarding the same topic. It's Tanisa from JNK India. She's 18, and she says, one of our neighbors has recently qualified administrative service exams, and since then, it's no night my parents would talk about him and compare us with him.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this comparison, I not only hate myself, but even that person and even my parents and even my studies. Mm-hmm. How can I boost my confidence back?
That's a very good point that was asked. I think it was a part of our discussion when we go a little bit further, when we are going to talk about the elements of actually generating and strengthening the confidence of a person.
Yes, but I think before asking for the answers, she has also discussed one of the factors that has degraded her self-confidence, that's comparison.
Very true. Inshallah, I'll give you a brief answer to this question now, but I leave the detailed answer, inshallah, later on.
Yeah.
So just for this respected listener to know what the answer to this question is, we have to tell the parents that we need to give some role models to our kids. So we do need to give and introduce some role models. But these role models should not be actually given to the kids in a way that we compare them. Okay, look at this role model. You have to be like this or there is no way around. So this is quite wrong because we have even in Quranic teachings that وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةً حَسَنَةً وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةً حَسَنَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the Holy Prophet as a good role model for us.
Yeah.
So Allah wants us, He says, look how beautifully He acts in this issue, how beautifully he acts in this. Again, we have in some narrations and hadith that we read about the beauties of the character and personality of the Holy Prophet. But when we are going to, when we see these beauties, I mean the fitrah, the insight, the nature of human being is in a way that it's too inclined towards this goodness. I mean, it is affected by this goodness. So when you see this goodness in the personality and characteristics of the Holy Prophet, automatically you will be attracted by that.
Yeah.
So there is no need to, I mean, for Allah subhanahu to tell you that, okay, you have to be like the Holy Prophet himself, or there is no way around, or you will be in the hell. So Allah did not make this comparison and did not actually oblige us to step right after him, but he says this is a good model in case you are interested in a model.
Wow.
So we have to tell the respected parents that comparison is not a good way to have, I mean, to bring it up for our kids. So it is actually damaging their soul and their even their whole life and their whole existence. We have to be very careful in introducing a role model. We have to actually focus on beauties of an action of that model. So we are not saying that, okay, look, you have to be like him. No, we say, look, for example, my son, my daughter, you see how beautifully we have this sample, for example, Shahid Fahmida, Martyr Fahmida, or I don't know, Ali Landi, that we have these models in our country, in Iran.
Okay.
No, he was only 13 years old. He was only 11 years old. But he saved the life of many people in one family. At least he saved the lives of, let's say, two or three people.
Yeah.
How beautifully he acted that. I mean, how. So he sacrificed himself. We talk about the concept of sacrifice and what it means. You see? But we are not asking, okay, it's your duty to search in the city. And whenever there is a need, you have to try your best, I mean, to sacrifice yourself. So we introduce the concept of sacrifice, but we are not asking him to imitate it exactly in the way, the same way that that model has done it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this
so lecturing on imitation is not good. It's rather you're telling our parents to go for the concept itself, to explain the concept.
Exactly. Virtues usually are valued in every community and in every society. So okay. We are talking about those common, wildly or worldly accepted virtues that are accepted by anyone.
Yeah.
So we are focusing on them and we make some stories, or at least we narrate them some stories, or even we tell them the realities, the real stories of whatever happened in the past or even at the present.
Yeah.
So this would be a good example for the parents to step in it for the upbringing of their kids.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Ali Alavi, for being with us with that great information. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. In case you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website, that's parstoday.com, and go to the tab Call of Islam, and at Call of Islam, you'll find our programs by searching the name of our programs. And in case you want to search us on the social media platforms, just search Call of Islam Radio. And in case you have any questions or issues regarding the upbringing of your children, you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.